You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Reading a story that came out in USA Today. It was an opinion piece that somebody wrote. And what they were suggesting is, you know, all the stories that we've been sharing over the last, I don't know, few years about disruptive people on flights, on airlines, that, you know, people are having to get hauled off of planes because of the bad behavior. And I told you, Jer, that I've witnessed it more than once because I fly fairly frequently. I probably take 10 to 12 flights a year. And I see it more often than I did, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Okay.
So somebody wrote this piece and they're like, listen, with all this crappy behavior that's going on, could it be as simple as enforcing a dress code on flights? That if people aren't dressing so much like slobs, that somehow it will elevate their behavior. And when I first saw the story, I'm thinking, well, that would be nice, but how many people will go for that? Well, interestingly, they did a survey, and people were saying, yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, as far as
the airlines already have a dress code per se. If you look in the really fine print, the dress code says you can't get on board with bare feet. Right. You can't wear what they call it, patently offensive clothing.
The plunging V.
No, I think it's more like the wording on your shirt.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, you can't say F all of you or something like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my.
You can't wear patently offensive clothing.
Okay. All right.
Look at you. You're all worried about breasts.
I'm worried about the plunging V, yeah.
Anyway, so this person who wrote this article is saying, why don't we set some standards and it might elevate the behavior of people?
I love this.
What do you think?
I do love this. And, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to my wife, Sweet Knickknack, about this because the other night we finally dove in and started the final season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And It starts off with them at an airport. There's an airport situation. And, you know, it's set in, what is that, the 60s or something, where I still think that everybody was dressing extremely nice to get on to airplanes. And, I mean, everyone was in full suits, and they had their nice
hats. Coat and tie, dresses.
And we were both like, isn't it funny that flying used to be such an experience that you'd get dressed up for it? And it's such a magical event. You're sitting in the clouds, you know? Let's get dressed up for this. And, yeah, I really do think that, you know, it's that whole thing where you dress nicer, you carry yourself a little bit better, no matter what the situation. You know, if you're put on a suit for the day to go into the office, you're going to feel and look better than if you're rolling in T-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm so for this. I love it. But when I think of dress code, though, I mean, are we talking uniform or just dressing nicer?
Nicer, I think, is what they're talking about. The headline of the story is, where's the headline? It says, leave the sweatpants at home. Why we need a dress code for flying?
Well, we just need that for a general life rule, I think. Leave the sweatpants at home.
I agree.
I can't say.
But you and I are quickly getting shoved into the minority of thought on this.
Yeah.
Because more and more, and you know, it's like we were talking about just a little while ago when I said everything gets blamed on the pandemic, everything. And I was like, oh, because of the pandemic, you know, I just put on sweatpants and now I'm not going to go back. No one can force me to go back. I'm going to stay in my sweatpants.
You can still put regular pants on. There's a house for sale in our neighborhood and we've been watching people go in and out of it. And the other day we saw at least two or three families come rolling through and all of them were in pajama pants. Looking at the house, and we're like, God, no. Please, no, don't let these people buy this house. They're pajama pants people. That's going to reflect on how they take care of their property.
What about school uniforms? I have read plenty of studies that say it really, really helps.
Yeah.
You know, the grades of, you know, the students in the school, because they're not distracted. They don't have to. I think we talked about this with Josh yesterday because he went to a school where a uniform was required of sorts. It was at least a dress code.
And
let's put
it
that way.
Yeah.
And he liked it. He said he didn't have to worry every day about, oh, what am I going to wear now? It not only takes away the worry of what am I going to wear, but it takes away the competitive
Absolutely.
Nature of it, so that kids are rushing out. They're more worried about, what they're going to wear that's going to be cooler than everyone else.
It takes
or
the
more
pressure,
expensive than everyone
yeah,
else.
Off the parents, because then you're not having to buy these $200 shoes,
sure.
you know, or all these jerseys that you got to wear now to school, and just have a nice little uniform that you wear every day. That way you focus on your learning instead of, you know, peer pressure and what everyone else is wearing.
LJ wrote in and said, suits and dresses were standard at sporting events also. That is true. There you can see photos yeah. from, let's say, a baseball game in the 1950s. And everyone in the stands is either wearing a dress or coat and tie.
Sounds hot, though. If you're sitting out at a Rockies game in a suit,
truth.
It seems a little hot.
Hashtag truth. So we're going to open up the phones on this. If you want to chit-chat about the whole idea of a dress code at work, a dress code at an airline, dress codes at schools, dress codes at
work.
You know, if you go, okay, so I remember going to see a really nice show at the Buell. And I don't wear a tie when I go to the Buell, but I generally will put on a sport coat.
Yep.
So I'll wear
oh, yeah.
nice pants, right, or fancy jeans and a nice shirt and a sport coat. I'll
yes.
at least put in some effort.
Yep.
And it wasn't that long ago at a show at the Buell where a guy sitting right next to me was in pure sweatpants. I don't mean like workout pant things. I mean sweatpants.
Your
like
Hanes
you
gray
Walmart.
Sweatpants?
Yeah. You see at Walmart for $6.
They don't leave much for the imagination.
He wore that with a t-shirt and flip-flops to the Buell Theater to watch a show.
Hate it. I hate that.
I do too.
I hate it.
And you know, and his date was dressed pretty nicely.
Well,
and
maybe
I was like,
she's into that.
She should have just said, I'm not going anywhere with you like that.
Maybe she's into it, though. She's like, I'm just looking for a guy who can rock a pair of sweatpants.
I should have leaned across him to her
hey,
and said, excuse me,
yeah.
are you on board with this?
She's like,
just
oh,
say that.
Yeah.
I like what Michael says. He texted in. He goes, we travel often, and when our children were always told they had to dress nicer, it taught them how you are judged as well as how you get treated by personnel if you need assistance. He says, if a flight was canceled, we were always taken care of.
Hey, true story.
It's
true
the
story.
Truth.
Absolutely.
It's the truth. It's like that guy at the Buell with the sweatpants, right? If there was an issue of any kind and he was dressed, let's just say, in like a nice pair of jeans and a sport coat,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee he'd be taken care of a lot more than some guy in a stained pair of sweatpants and an AC/DC t-shirt.
Right. They're
okay?
Like, okay, sir, we'll fix your problem right away, sir.
But there's no doubt, sir, you're cooler than everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know. What is that that goes through somebody's head before they leave the house?
I don't
like
know.
That.
I don't know. Here's Stephanie on the phone. Stephanie, good morning. Thanks for calling the boys.
Good morning. First-time caller, Steph from Littleton.
Hey!
Well, you know what? We'll be gentle with you, Stephanie, okay? If it's your first time, we'll be very gentle.
And Dom gives $100 to each new caller, so
that's right.
That's
so make
exciting.
Sure you stand by and give out your information so I can get your $100 bill to you, okay?
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's great. So what are your thoughts?
So what's on your mind? What do you think about these dress codes?
So I went to parochial school, Catholic school, and we wore plaid uniforms every single day. And it was really nice to be able to get up in the morning and know that everyone was going to be dressed exactly like you were. And now that I'm in the corporate world, it is different. It is, you know, what am I wearing today? Who am I going to be interacting with? Unfortunately, we're still in office. I would really like to be able to work from home, but that's mm-hmm. not an option. So it does definitely, I think, it makes your brain function differently when you're either dressed alike or if you are dressed up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you get, yeah, it's a different mindset, yeah.
Good for you. Well, listen, we got to run and take some other calls. How was your first experience on the show from 1 to 5 stars? What would you give us?
It was fantastic. And the whole dressing up on a plane, I do not want to dress up on a plane.
Why?
I get motion sickness. I want to sit in the corner with my hoodie on and my Dramamine and just go to sleep for like an hour and a half.
Well, you can still take Dramamine in like a pantsuit. Yeah, I mean, you'll be fine.
There are levels. There are levels of comfort. I mean, you can still be comfortable without being a complete pig.
And
right?
I don't ever want to sit next to you on a plane then if you're going to be like, what?
Oh, there goes our five-star rating. Stephanie.
You just curl up in the corner and you go to sleep.
I get it. Yeah.
Listen, thank you for being on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Bye, Steph.
Thanks, you guys too. Bye.
Thanks. Who's next? It's Crystal. Crystal, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Well, what's on your mind?
You know, so I absolutely was excited to give a shout in on this one because it's probably one of my favorite topics in regards to like how in today's age, like it's not like the 60s and we don't need to have something in office like casual Friday. We've kind of progressed to a point where we need fancy Friday.
Oh, that's so good. Switch it around.
I love that.
Fancy
Crystal,
Friday.
I love that so much.
Then I'd be curious to see how productivity and everything is on every Friday. You know, if it just skyrockets, if everything's
Man,
better.
That's exactly. Really good.
You're brilliant.
I love it, Crystal.
What are you wearing today, Crystal?
Say it right. Say it the way you should say it.
No, literally a dress and heels to go into a pretty casual job. So that's just my MO.
You're always in heels?
I mean, I'm that person in the airport PSA in high heels, but that might be because I have to be able to reach the floor of the plane, too.
Right. You're short. Well, you got great calves, too. Show them off.
Yeah, Crystal, you are delightful. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you, okay?
Bye, Crystal.
Anytime.
Bye.
Thank you so, so much. You know, one last thought. Just an opinion. Two thoughts here. One is, we don't expect to change anybody's mind about anything. When we talk about stuff like this, the goal is not to, we don't have this fantasy in our heads that some people, like the guy who went to the Buell in the sweatpants, okay, I have no fantasy that he would hear this and go, oh, you know, they're right. I should probably dress up. They're not going to do it. Okay. You're not going to change anybody's mind. I just want for people who are on the fence and aren't sure, like they're standing at their wardrobe before they go out, that if it influences them a little bit because they're just not sure. But the people who have dug their heels in, I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to change anybody's mind.
If they just want to,
like the guy who texted into us, I wear shorts 365 days a year. Ooh.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm not going to change his
that
mind.
That guy in the winter.
That
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we all know the guy who wears shorts 365 days a year.
He's out shoveling in his shorts. Yeah.
We're all talking about him. He doesn't even know it. And that's fine. That's just live your life. We're not going to change anybody's minds. But then one other thought. Tell me what you think of this. This whole thing about people getting down on schools that make kids wear uniforms like Stephanie was talking about wearing her little plaid uniform
yeah,
to school,
the
right?
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah, and other schools, private schools, the kids, the boys have to wear khaki pants and the same, you know, either a blue or a green shirt or something like that. And I constantly hear people say, well, that takes away their creativity and it takes away their way of expressing themselves.
False.
And just just food for thought here.
Yeah.
Don't you think for a young person, if you get all wrapped up in that the only way you can express yourself is by the clothing you put on the outside of your body, really what you should be worried about is being an individual and expressing yourself with your thoughts and your words and your deeds. Because expressing yourself because you get to put on a funky shirt versus somebody who expresses themselves by doing something really incredible to help mankind or to write something or to perform a beautiful song or do some artwork, now you are expressing yourself and now you're being creative. But just the fact that you've got to wear a uniform to school, if that crushes your creativity, I don't think you understand what creativity is.
That's good.
That's just my thought.
That's a solid TED Talk right there. That's a solid TED Talk.
It should be coming from inside their brains, not with what they're putting on the outside of this meat suit that we're wearing.
I mean, two huge examples are Steve Jobs, who wore the same thing every single day, and look at what he did with his life and career and has changed the world. And Zuckerberg, you know, love or hate the guy, same thing. He wears the same thing every day, not concerned about what he's wearing, and again, created a product that has changed mankind. He's put his time and energy into that. And
yeah, I did enough school visits through the years with talking to students, and there was all this, well, it's going to ruin, it's going to cramp my style if I have to wear, you know.
It won't.
This, no, what's coming out of your head?
You'll find
That's
something else to
really
be freaked
care
out
about. If you get all wrapped up in, you know, what you're wearing or your hairstyle or whatever, well, you're not very creative to begin with. You're just a lemming.
There's multiple studies about how it eliminates stress. There's less time and energy wasted every day on what you're going to wear. The decision fatigue tanks. Yeah, I mean, you don't have decision fatigue every day on what you're going to wear. You can focus on other things. So, yeah, it's spot on, man.
Other than all that, I have no opinion.
I have a nice shirt on today, so I feel very
confident.
I feel nice.
You're wearing mixed
it's
one
a button
up
here
today.
Yeah, I'm team player, and it's a button up.